Moncrief on News Talk.
Gamerfest takes place this weekend at the RDS, and among the highlights will be the launch of Gaelic Football 2025. The gaming content creator Chris O'Gara will also be there. Good afternoon, Chris.
What's the story, Moncrief? How are you, mate?
Not too bad. So tell us what happens at Gamerfest.
So, Gamerfest, look, it's Ireland's biggest gaming event. There's something there for everybody, whether you're a fan of gaming or whether you're not or looking for a family day out. You kind of get to experience every part of gaming, whether that's virtual reality, you know, kind of sim racing, get to play all the latest titles. It's a really good day out.
Right. And so is it just like when you go there, it's just there's loads of different games in booths kind of thing and people can...
It's kind of open plan, you know. There's a lot of different sections. For example, Curry's host the F1 sim racing zone, so they have a bunch of like steering wheels and pedals set up there where you can queue up and hop in to play that. They have some new titles kind of over in other sections of the area and virtual reality, that kind of thing as well. So it's not really in boots, but it's more kind of open plan.
Right. Okay. And so it's games, the manufacturers of games largely are the people who are represented there, and the punters are the people who might buy those games.
Yeah, so I mean, look, you get to go in, you get to try out the latest titles, you get to try out some types of gaming maybe you haven't done before, so it's kind of an experience.
Right, okay. And so this Gaelic football game that's being launched there, is that a big deal?
I mean, look, the last game to do with Gaelic football came out 18 years ago on the PlayStation 2, so it's been a long time coming. A lot of fans of GAA, you know, back in the day, they would have played Gaelic football when it came out. But yeah, this is a new chance for people who maybe are new to gaming or into sports that they can try this game out. They can have an Irish sport being played in the virtual world and, of course, spread more internationally.
Right. And the game itself, can you play for any county or how does it work?
Yeah, so all the counties are in there. I got to play it as well when I was in the middle of being made. Really, really fun. You get to play through tournaments. I'm not sure if they have online play in it, but you can bring your mates around. You can play a game against them. So, yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, and you're in the game.
Yeah, so I actually got the privilege of heading over to Buck Egypt Studios. That's the company who developed the game. They put me in a motion capture suit. And they got me to do like celebrations and stuff. I was doing the robot, I was dancing, and they put all of those into the game. So you don't usually get to see Gaelic football players dancing, but you might get it in the game.
Okay. And in this game, I could you be for any county or are you for a specific county?
I was County Meath. I'm a Meath man, unfortunately, with recent results. But yes, County Meath is me.
Right. Okay. And would they have got loads of people to do that? To go into the motion capture suits?
To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure they just developed the characters inside their, you know, the virtual programs and they developed them there. Not sure if they got in players to do the full motion capture. But yeah, they put a lot of time into the game though. So
yeah,
I'm sure it'd be good.
And putting you in it, is that sort of kind of a PR thing to the extent that you would have a big following?
Not really, to be honest with you. I showed up to the studio to do a report actually for the game and to kind of get a first sight in look into it. And on the day, they just said that they were going to put me in. So I still don't know in the full game if I'm going to be on the Meath team. Doubt I'll be starting, probably be a reserve. But yeah, they had me in the game when I was there.
Oh, sure. Well, you never know. And so describe your day job for us. Is it too simplistic to say that you sit down, you play you play games and other people watch you do that?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot more complicated than that. So yeah, and it kind of the broader term would be a content creator. So I work with different brands. I help script and make videos for them. I do my own content primarily around a game called EAFC, which is football. So I make content for that, giving tips and tricks online. As well as this, I do my own live streaming as well. I do that 5 times a week. And yeah, it just keeps me busy around the clock.
Okay. And when you do it, so you're playing... Well, it used to be called FIFA. People might remember that.
You're playing
EAFC and people are watching you. And are they like, are you having interactions with them while you're doing that?
Yeah, yeah. So the thing about live streaming, which is, you know, slightly different to the idea of obviously playing a game, is that you get to interact with the people who you're watching. So, you know, some people ask the question, oh, why would you bother watching a live stream over playing a game or watching a movie? And it's that you kind of get to experience something together with the person on screen. For example, you know, I have my own community that I have through live streaming and they all kind of hang out and chat. And it's that community element as well, that everybody is there and they're all having fun and they can interact, obviously, with what's going on.
Yeah, and this community, Chris, are they all over the world?
Yeah, absolutely. From everywhere. From, I mean, India, United States, Ireland, UK, you name it, all over the world. So it's very cool to be able to interact with so many people just from your own kind of home location. It's very, really cool.
Okay, and so is that what you do during the day, or do you do that at a particular time, given there's different people in different time zones watching you? When would you do that?
Yeah, so my kind of prime time would be about 5 p.m. Because you're catching people, obviously, in the UK and Ireland after work and after school and whatever else. And then in the US, you're catching people around lunchtime. So that's kind of my region. I stream until about 10 o'clock in the night. And yeah, that's me.
Okay, well, that's and then during the day, you're doing completely different things?
Yeah, during the day, it's, like I said, script writing. I'm scripting content. I work with a few different brands and people who want content being produced, so I help them with that. I obviously have my own content that I try to make as well for like Instagram, TikTok and that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's just constantly doing media.
Okay, so I mean, when you say you're working with brands, are you like flogging vagina-scented candles and that kind of thing?
I don't know about that now. that'd be new to me.
We should try it out. It's a big hit for Gwyneth Paltrow.
Sure, look, if it's working, it's working, Moncrief. Me and you go 50-50, what we saying?
Yeah, that'd be great. So is it that kind of thing, or what kind of brands? Are they like football-related brands or game-related brands, or nothing to do with any of that?
So, yeah, so it kind of depends. Like, you know, I've done work with EAFC with promoting their game. Right now, I'm working with Virgin Media and Currys, and I help them make content and produce videos. I also work with kind of different brands depending on events. So right now, like, obviously, Gamerfest is coming up. So I've done a bit of work with some brands who are leading up to that as well.
All right, okay. What did you used to do?
I used to do video work. I used to go around the country doing promotional videos for like nightclubs and festivals. And then, yeah, one day I was just like, hey, I want to kind of be the guy in front of the camera instead of behind the camera. And yeah, it worked out, I guess.
Okay, but you must be very good at games to have established a following.
Oh, Moncrief, you are incredibly wrong. I am not very good at games at all. And this is the thing with the interaction, you see. You don't need to be good. It's more about the entertainment value that you offer. And, you know, sometimes not being good at the game is the fun part. You know, you watch somebody who's really bad at something. It's kind of funny.
All right. Okay. Oh, good. So maybe anyone could do it. One of our listeners wants to know, can you ask your contributor if there are cheat codes which will let Mayo win the All-Ireland?
I don't know about that now. Might need a bit of witchcraft for that. Don't know any cheat codes here.
Okay, there might be a power of prayer cheat code in that game. Chris, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Chris O'Gara, otherwise known as The Gara.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.